Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, we all do. Let's get to it. Brad Paisley will not be back. So Carrie Underwood is slated once again to host the Country Music Awards, but not with her partner in crime for the past 10 years.
That is a long time.
Right. They've been together. It was fun for Song of the Day earlier today. We all had country music picks for tearjerkers, so I thought this was appropriate. Brad Paisley, he's taken a break this year. Instead, guest hosts will include Dolly Parton and Reba McEntire, along with Carrie Underwood, hosting on November 13th. What do we think of this? All the ladies taking the show.
Nothing wrong with women doing the thing. It's just those two together were so amazing. It'll be good, but it will not be the same thing. I just love the way they worked off each other. They were so good.
Right, but you feel like for so long, you're like, okay, are they ever going to change it up? Because it has been them for a long time.
But here's the thing. If you like something, Mackenzie, think of all the things we watch and consume and listen to.
True.
If you like it, you don't mind if it's the same regurgitated thing year after year after year.
That is true. But I just love Dolly Parton, so I'm fine.
I really liked it.
Nominees will be announced next week. Well, here's some big news. Logic is expecting a baby boy, and he just made this announcement.
And I'm having a little baby. Surprise, it's a little baby boy.
Aw, yes. So he was doing like a freestyle rap video for No Pressure, and he just dropped, hey, I'm having a baby boy. It's his first kid, although he doesn't say who the mama is. But he's very, very excited. And he is reportedly married to this designer, Brittany, so we assume it's hers, but he wouldn't confirm, which is weird. But
it could be any one of my fans. Find out in 9 months.
Dot, dot, dot. We shall see. This is crazy. Have you ever done anything wild to get a job?
No? I mean, I've begged. I've been desperate. Like, I created a website, like, hey, why should hire me?
Oh, that's
for
cool.
Radio, like, way back in the day, but...
And did it work?
It did.
Oh, you're here today.
They made that mistake, and here I am now. So I guess it's a little crazy, but what do you got?
Well, this is cool. This actress, Raquel Bailey, did a billboard to catch Tyler Perry's attention, and it worked. She got the gig. It's a new TV project he's working on for BET. It's called Sistas. And first of all, Tyler Perry was kind of scolding her, like, don't go the billboard route. That's cheesy. But then it really worked. It went viral, caught attention. Casting directors loved her, and she got the gig. Made herself a billboard.
I think that's awesome.
Yes.
I think that's great. I want to know where she got the money for that, though. Oh my
right?
God. They're expensive.
You got to get attention somehow. Well, Tracy Morgan, this is awesome. He is joining Eddie Murphy in the Coming to America sequel.
Mr. McDowell.
What is it?
Sir, I was wondering, did you happen to catch the professional football contest on television last night?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was most exhilarating. The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin through a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
Son, you want to keep working here. Stay off the drugs.
That's an old movie, but it's such a classic. I really think people should check it out
coming
if you've not.
Coming to America, it's like an 80s movie, but it's coming back so a lot. Obviously, reintroduced to a whole new generation. Wesley Snipes, Leslie Jones, Kiki Lane, also new cast members will be joining. Of course, Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, and James Earl Jones. This is going to be so good. Cannot wait for that. It has a December 18th, 2020 release date.
All right, that is The Garbage. Mackenzie, thank you so much.